From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Krell with the California Update. After overcoming sequestration cuts, computer problems, and staff furloughs, California's Employment Development Department could be facing new problems if the federal shutdown drags on. Max Pringle reports from Sacramento.
Employment Development Department officials say funding for unemployment benefits is secure for the next month or so. But Patty Roberts with the EDD says if there's a prolonged federal shutdown, benefit payments might be delayed and other vital services could be suspended.
Those funds are services that include job training and various other supportive services at our local offices, which are called the America's Job Centers of California.
Roberts says the federal government routinely underfunds the department and cuts contributions further when the unemployment rate drops. What she says the EDD was recently able to restore benefit cuts that had been forced by sequestration.
We know that it's lifeline for people, that it's their both living expenses on housing and on food and other essential items.
The department is also reducing the backlog of payments, which were delayed by problems with a new computer filing system, and has also ended mandatory unpaid furlough days for its employees. At the state capitol, I'm Max Pringle.
California began enrolling people in the state's health insurance marketplace Tuesday. About 5 million Californians will be eligible for coverage under the National Affordable Care Act. Covered California Executive Director Peter Lee says this marks a new way of looking at health care.
And this is really about not just California. I think it's important. California is doing a great job, but this is national. This is the entire nation saying health care is a right, not a privilege. It's happening in every state in the country. It's a new era for the nation, which is truly historic.
Covered California operates 3 call centers around the state, and with nearly 9,000 calls in the first 4 hours, no major glitches were reported. Actual insurance coverage will begin January 1st. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.